Okay, let's get into Yerushalmi Pesachim Daf Nun, the 50th Daf here in Meseches Pesachim. And the Gemara tells us, we're starting actually with the middle of the Mishnah, that we are on Mem Tesem Abeis. And the Mishnah here, as we said, starts to discuss the issues of Ta'a B'dvar Mitzna. We know there are many Chiyuvim of Chiyuve Chatas. The first Mishnah in Meseches Krisis discusses all the Chiyuve Krisis. If we did it B'mezid and we did it B'shogeg, one is Chayav Chatas, including Chilul Shabbos. So our Mishnah discusses, we know generally if somebody violates Shechita or any of the other Malacha Shabbos on Shabbos B'shogeg, one is Chayav Karban Chatas. But the Mishnah quotes here, based on elsewhere as well, the sugya of Ta'a B'Dvar Mitzvah, that according to some Tanoim, if one doesn't act, that should get a Chayav Chatas, but is involved in a mitzvah, so then, to use the language of Rav Chaim Kanievsky on today's daf, it's called a toe and not a shogig. There's a difference, different type of mistakes. Toe b'dvar mitzvah, not a shogig, and therefore, one would not be chayev a chatas. A chayev is only chatas if it's a shogig, but a mistake within a mitzvah, that is not called a shogig. So we get into the sugi here, machlokas Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. So where's the issue? So again, we'll start the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, if I were in the middle of the Mishnah, but we'll start the Mishnah again. HaPesach sheshachtu shelo lishmo b'Shabbos, chayv alav chatas. A Pesach that I shechted, if it's Erev Pesach shalias b'Shabbos, I'm supposed to shecht the Korban Pesach today. So I did the Pesach, l'shem Pesach, that's what I'm supposed to do. That's the mitzvah. And then I eat the Korban Pesach that night. But if I shechted the Pesach shalo lishma, so that's the first Mishnah in Zvachim that tells me the Korban is pasul, or a Korban Chatas, or a Pesach Bizmano that shechted shalo lishma, that shechted for l'shem a different Korban, chayv alav chatas. That's a chayv chatas for according to everybody, because there's no mitzvah there. There's no mitzvah there. The carbon's pasul. Vishar kol hazvachim sheshachtam l'shem Pesach, and any all other animals. Let's say I have a shlamim or an usham, any of the other karbanos that I shechted on erev Pesach l'shem Pesach. So it depends. Im ein and ruyim, they're not really to be a carbon Pesach. Let's say they're a cow. So then chayiv. Then that's again, it's pasul, and therefore there's not going to be any mitzvah. Im ruyim, but if there are ro'uy to be a carbon Pesach. So then, there's a machlokas. They're roy to be a Korban Pesach. They're a different karban. They're not the Pesach, but they're roy to be a Korban Pesach. So im ru'uyin, Rabbi Eliezer, mechayev chatas, Rabbi Yeshua poter. As we did at the end of the year yesterday, Rabbi Eliezer is mechayev chatas because, so what, they're roy, but it's not kosher l'shem Pesach, and therefore, it is not a mitzvah. And therefore, it's not Ta'a B'Dvar Mitzvah. Rabbi Yeshua poter, Rabbi Yeshua says poter, because Rabbi Yeshua holds Ta'a B'Dvar Mitzvah, or Rabbi Lezer might hold it's a mitzvah, but he holds he's still Chayav Chatas by Ta'a B'Dvar Mitzvah. But Rabbi Yeshua says, Ta'a, as the Karban Eda explains, Ta'a B'Dvar Mitzvah, Va'asa Mitzvah, Kaldahu, Poter, Michiyav Chatas Sheba. Right, if somebody was Ta'a B'Dvar Mitzvah, but you did some type of level of a mitzvah, you're poter. And here, in this case, we have other Karbanos L'Shem Pesach, the Karban's Kasher. The Karban's Kasher. You didn't fulfill any type of chiyuv, but the carbon is kosher. And because the carbon is kosher, Rabbi Yeshua says that's called Ta'a B'Dvar Mitzvah. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says, no, I think you're going to be pater. Well, I think you're going to be chayav achatas. Ma'im a pesach shu? Why? I'll ask you a kavachomer. Ma'im a pesach shu mutter l'shmo? Carbon pesach, which is mutter if you did it l'shem pesach. If you did pesach l'shmo, it's mutter. Kishashine shmo chayav. And yet, if you messed up, your chayav achatas. So zvachim shem asurim lishma. Zvachim which are more chamor. Zvachim which are asur lishma. Kishashin eshma menodim sheyechayev. So by other karbanos are more chamor than Pesach. Other karbanos which if you changed and you did them, even if you did them lishma, it's asur to do that on Shabbos. If you were mishana, surely a kavachom menodim sheyechayev. You should be chayav achatas. That's Rabbi Eliezer. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua. Yeshua says no. Lo amarta bePesach. No. Yeshua says you can't have that kavachomer from Pesach to other karbanos. Pesach, you know why it's chayiv? Kimamarta bePesach shekishashin eshmol b'davar aser. When you do a Pesach shalol l'shma, your kavana was to do a karban that you're not allowed to do today. Tomar bizvachim, but by the other case where you do it l'shem Pesach, maybe it's not as chamor. Kishashina b'davar mutter. You change to have l'shem something that's mutter today. So maybe there it would be called a ta. It would be more reason to say that it's called a mitzvah, and therefore you would be pater. That's Rabbi Yeshua. Amalei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, just because what you think about, what you do it l'shem, I don't think that should make a difference. A mureit sibur yochichu. I don't think the what you think about should make a difference, because look, Emir Tibur, what is that talking about? Let's say the Karban Tamid or the Karban Musaf. Tamidin Musafin Yochiga, they'll prove that that is not a good claim. Shem Mutar and Lishman, because they are Mutar. They're mutter, right? Karban Tamid, Karban Musaf, right? That's, you know, you have to bring that day, right? Parshas Pinchas b'moado, v'ashok l'shman chayiv. And yet, if you did a different karban l'shem the Tamid, l'shem the Musaf, right, you'd be chayiv. Just because something is mutter to do doesn't mean if you think about doing it l'shem that, you'd be potter, right? And therefore, that's Rabbi Eliezer's answer back. Amar lo Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Yoshua says, I'll answer back to that. Lo, don't compare my taina of other karbanos to a murid tzibur. Lo ma'amarta a murid tzibur sheish lan kitzva. There's a specific amount of. There's only two karban tamids a day. There's only a specific karban musafs a day. Tomar bePesach shein lo kitzva. Pesach there is no. There's tons of Pesach. So maybe says Rabbi Yeshua back that doing something l'shem Pesach is more kal than doing something l'shem karban tamid. And maybe l'shem Pesach it is called a mitzvah. It's not such a mess up. Well, it's a shame carpet tummid because it's a fixed amount. So that would be understandable that you still be chai v'chatas. So that is back and forth, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Again, Rabbi Eliezer arguing on the patur of Torah b'dvar mitzvah, while Rabbi Yeshua strengthening and supporting the principle of Torah b'dvar mitzvah. Rabbi Meir, Omer, Rabbi Meir argues on both of them just about a detail. And Meir says, Omer, afa shochet l'shemi murei tzibur pater. Meir says, the whole detail that you're arguing about, I think, argue. If you did a different carbon, l'shem a carbon tamid, or l'shem a musaf, I think that would be pater. I think that would be a tab advar mitzvah, right? Which is farther than Rabbi Yeshua, or even Rabbi Yeshua went, right? Then we'll have to see how far Meir actually goes. No, carbon tamid, carbon sibor, is a, carbon tamid, carbon musaf are both carbonos sibor. Remember the Rambam, in his genius of categorization, he was machalik between Sefer Avoda and Sefer Karbanos. Right? We don't have such a chilik in Shas. We have Zvachim and Menachos. Zvachim and Menachos. But throughout Zvachim and Menachos, we have discussions of various Karbanos. The Rambam, when he spoke about, when he broke up the 14 books, he was machalik between everything having to do with Tzibur and everything having to do with Yachid. And that's why the Rambam has in the eighth parak, the eighth Sefer, right, the Rambam, at the beginning of Mada, quotes a little line about every Sefer. So he says, Sefer Shmini, Ech lo bo mitzvos shehein bebinyan mikdash v'karbanos sibur ha-temidin. V'karasi shehein b'zeh avoda. Avoda, avoda sibur. And the second, the ninth Sefer, is all about karban as yachid, and that's Sefer karbanos. Karban Pesach, interestingly, is, right, karban is carbon yachid. Remember the Rambam? We had that a couple of days ago. We mentioned that amazing formulation of the Rambam, where you have carbon sibur, carbon yachid, and you also have carbon yachid shehi carbon sibur, carbon pesach, and carbon sibur shehi carbon yachid. I think the Rambam quoted par halam davar shel sibur, right? So that's but the Rambam has avoda and carbonos, and avoda is all about the tamidin and the musaf. That's one of the sets of halachas in Sefer Avoda, after he talks about building the Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaBchira, and everything in the Beis HaMikdash, the Klei HaMikdash, and going into the Beis HaMikdash, B'es Mikdash, and Isur Mizbeach, and Maisa Karbanos, Hilchas Tmidin Musafin. The Rambam has 19 mitzvahs in Hilchas Tmidin Musafin, all about Sibur types of halachas, all about the Karban Tamid, and the Ketores, and the Neros. Interesting, the Kohen Gadol's Minchas Chavitin is discussed in Tmidin Musafin. Right, you might think that that's something personal. It should be in Sefer Karbanos, but the Rambam has no. The Kohen Gadol's Mincha every day, the Minchas Chavitin, right? That's here along with Lechem Apanim and all the Karbanos Musafs. That one is and Sfiras Omer, by the way, is also here in Tmidin Umusafin. So again, maybe we'll talk more about that structure a little bit later. But we have a lot to do here, just in the Shakal V'Tari. Says the Gemara on the bottom of Mem Tesma Beis Masnisa. When the Mishnah says that you are Chayiv. If you shech the Pesach Shelo Lishma, right, because it's pasul, a Pesach Shelo Lishma is pasul, that's only if you know it's Pesach. Masisa b'yodea boshu Pesach, v'shachtu l'shem shlamim. If you know a carbon is a Karban Pesach, you shecht it l'shem shlamim, then it's pasul, and that's why that would be chai v'chantas. Meaning what? The Karban Eid explains. But what if you think that it's a shlamim? I think this is a shlamim. It's a Karban Pesach, really. I think it's a shlamim, and I shecht it l'shem shlamim, so then it would be kosher for Karban Pesach. because that's called an akira bitaus, the Gemara says elsewhere. If I uproot the status of a carbon by mistake, I thought this was a shlamim, so I shechted it as a shlamim, but it's really a carbon pesach. So akira, the name of carbon pesach as a mistake, it's not called an akira, and therefore we would say what's called on zvachim daveis stama lishma, and therefore it will be kosher. The carbon would be kosher. If it's really a carbon pesach, and I thought it was a shlamim, and I shechted it l'shem shlamim, so then that carbon is kosher, l'shem pesach, and therefore, that would be a mitzvah. That wouldn't be just not a chatas, but it would even be a mitzvah. Continuing. Next line, we're going to go with the Ridvaz's pshat and the carbon, and the Chaim Kanievsky's pshat. Haya yodea boshu shlamim. Rav Chaim Kanievsky changes the girsa. Haya savor. Right, the case is, a person thinks this animal is a shlamim, v'shachtu l'shem ola, but it's really an ola, and I shechted l'shem ola. Basically, I think it's a mistake, I think it's carbon A, I shechted it for carbon B, but it really is carbon B. So the Ridvaz has, it's really, you think it's a shlamim, but it's really an ola, you shechted l'shem ola. Or the Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, you think it's a shlamim, it's really a pesach, you shechted l'shem pesach. L'maisa, you shechted it l'shem, the carbon that it really is. So is that... kosher? What do you consider that? Is that, let's say by other karbanos, let's say the Ridvaz pshat, it's a shlamim, you think it's a shlamim, it's really an ola, shechted l'shem ola. Does that count ola l'bayim l'shem chova? Right, because that's what happens by other karbanos. Or Chaim Kanievsky, is that a kosher pesach? Is that a kosher pesach? Right, Chaim Kanievsky says, it's really a pesach. You think it's a shlamim, and you shechted l'shem pesach. So it was a shachal esa pesach l'shem pesach. So Rabbi Mana Amar Yesh Basi Yasa Mitzvah. Rabbi Mana says, yeah. Rabbi Mana says, it's kosher. Even though you had kavana l'shalo l'shma, but you l'maisa shechted the carbon l'shem, what the carbon really is. That's Yesh Basi Yasa Mitzvah. Rabbi Yo, and the nafkamina will be, it's a kosher carbon pesach, or it counts l'shem chova if it's another carbon, shlamin. Rabbi Yosi Amar Ein Basi Yasa Mitzvah. Rabbi Yosa says, no, there's no mitzvah there. You had in mind shalo l'shma. And you had my shalosh b'ah. So what? You lucked out, and it was really the other carbon. But your kavanah was to be mazed to mess up a carbon. So you messed up the carbon. And ein basi also mitzvah. Rabbi Mana now gives a raya to his shita that yesh basi also mitzvah. If you have carbon A and you think it's carbon B and you shechted it l'shem, B, you knew it was A. You thought it was A. So then that's still going to be kosher. So where do you see that from the following? A late Seber, we know that along with the Shtei HaLechem on Shavuos, there are karbanas brought. Right? The Karban Eda here quotes. There's two rams that are brought as Ola, and there are two sheep that are brought as Shlamim. The Kifsei Atzeres. That's the only carbon Shlamim that's a carbon Seber. The Kifsei Atzeres brought with the Shtei HaLechem on Shavuos. So you have two rams that are Olas and two sheeps that are Shlamim. So what happens if you messed up? Ele Sibur Shusaver Shein Shlamim. I have the carbon olas. I have the rams that are supposed to be olas, and I have in mind that I'm shechting them as shlamim. Saver Shein Kvasim. I thought they were, and I shechted l'shem o elim, and I shechted them l'shem what it really is. Right? They are olas. I think they're, I thought they were shlamim, so I shechted l'shem ola, which it really is. Shemalo ola l'sibur l'shem elim. Those wouldn't work for the olas that have to be brought on Shavuos. It would work. It's kosher. V'tani kuz l'maisa, it was an ola that I shechted l'shem ola. V'tani kain, the Braisa also says it. Eli tzibur shayisavar shein shal kfasim, v'shachtel l'shem elim, kfar olol tzibur l'shem chova. It counts to the tzibur. It counts to fulfill their chiyuv. So too in our case, that's a riot to Rabbi Mana, the yesh ba'asiyaso mitzvah. If you have a karban that you think is A, but it's really B, and you shechtel l'shem B, it's kosher. And if you have that, Chaim Kanievsky says that's for Pesach, and the Ridvaz says it's for other karbanos. Period. What about this case? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah said, Tov b'dvar mitzvah. Right? Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah says, you're pater from achatas. In the case of shlamim l'shem Pesach, right? Let's say, kesav b'savor, mastisa b'savor boshu Pesach v'shav l'shem Pesach. Right? Let's say, I think it's a Pesach, right? It's a shlamim. I thought it's a pesach, and I shechted l'shem pesach. That's Rabbi Yeshua's case. But what about the case of yodea boshu shlamim? What about this case? I think it's a shlamim, but and I know it's a shlamim, but I thought it's mutter to be mishana shem. to change from Shlamim to Pesach. Is that also called a Torah B'dvar Mitzvah? That also, if my Torah was about, in terms of, I thinking is Mutar L'shanos, that's a Machlokas. Rabbi Mana Amar, here Rabbi Mana flips. Ein Basi Asa Mitzvah. Here, Rabbi Mana says, no, that's not called a Mitzvah. Look at the Pnei Moshe on the fifth wide, medium line. Mishum Shezel Lav Torah B'dvar Mitzvah. That's not a Torah B'dvar Mitzvah. You messed up in the Halacha. Sher Yodea Boshu Shlamim. I knew it was a Shlamim, and I was Okra L'shem Pesach. Rabbi Shua is Modeh. In that case, that you'd be chayav. That's not to'e b'dvar mitzvah. And Rabbi Yosa Omer Yesh Basi Yosa Mitzvah, right? Rabbi Yosa says that's still called a ta'us, that you thought it was mutar l'shanos, shalom l'shem Pesach. And since it's ro'ui l'shem Pesach, and you shechter l'shem Pesach, so that's also called to'e b'dvar mitzvah. So machlokes, and the Gemara ends off by saying, mistavra, Rabbi Mana b'kadmaisa, or Rabbi Yosi b'acharisa. We're just paskins. I think Rabbi Mana is the correct shita, who we should paskin like in the first case, and Rabbi Yosa in the second case. Good. Says the Gemara. Again, let's just try to keep the flow going. Amrin, or I mean the Bnei HaYeshiva said, Amrin, les hado, remember we had a machlokes in the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer had a claim against Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua had a claim against Rabbi Eliezer. So the Gemara is just about to say that Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua could have answered something else that's not mentioned in the Mishnah to each other. And each one of them could have said, les hado to Rabbi Eliezer, Tesuva al de Rebbe Yehoshua. Right? What does that mean? The Kavachomer of Rebbe Eliezer is not such a kasha on Rebbe Yehoshua. Rebbe Eliezer says the Kavachomer. What is Rebbe Eliezer's Kavachomer? The first line of Machlokas. If the Karban Pesach, which is Mutter Lishma, if you changed it, it's Chayiv. So any other Karbanus, which you now let a Shecht, surely you should be Chayiv a Karban. So you could answer that. You could answer that. Says the Gemara, Les Hadad Rebbe Eliezer, Tesuva al Rebbe Yehoshua. It's not such a question. It's not such a kavachomer. Why? Do yachol meimar lei? You could say heich at meshiveni midaver shedarko lechalef al daver shein darko lischalef. You're telling me that Pesach, as Rebbe Eliezer says, Pesach as compared to other karbanos, Pesach I understand you shecht it shalol lishma. Other karbanos that you shecht lishma when you change it. One second, we understand that it's erev Pesach and you'd think things are Pesachs, but if you have something that is changed to a different, right, to a different, carbon. That's worse. Look how the carbon Ada explains it. Right, on the first white line. I understand with other carbonos that you change l'shem Pesach. I understand you should be pater. Because that's normal. That's a ta'us. Everything here is carbon Pesach, an erev Pesach. So I understand if you change something l'shem Pesach that you should be pater. But if you change something l'shem other carbonos, What are you busy with other karbanos on Erev Pesach for in the Beis Hamikdash? It's not the time for it. Ein darko l'schalef. So there, I'm not going to give you the p'tur. So Rabbi Yeshua could have said that knocks out the kavachomer, right? Pesach, I understand, right? If you shecht it or mishana shmo, you can't be mishana shmo to a different karban on Erev Pesach, but other karbanos l'shma l'shem Pesach, I would think that you might be pater. And now the Gemara says, and the other way, v'lohad Rabbi Yeshua tesub al-Rabbi Eliezer, I don't think Rabbi Yeshua's defense is so strong against Rabbi Eliezer's claim. Because Rabbi Eliezer could have said this. What did Rabbi Yeshua claim? Just because you shechted it, right, that b'Pesach, by Pesach, if you Pesach l'shem another karban, you thought about something that's not appropriate. It's not mutter today. But other karbanos l'shem Pesach, you had kavanah for something that was mutter today. So what could Rabbi Eliezer have answered to that? Do yachol mei marlei haripiskel shal ruvein shachtel l'shem Shimon harishino l'davar kasher v'temer chayev. If you messed up with the bailim, right? You had in mind a machshava that would be a kosher machshava because ruvein l'shem ruvein is mutter, but Shimon l'shem ruvein, you're still going to be chayev for that, right? So therefore, don't tell me just because you had kavanah l'shem davar amutter that's going to make a difference. Okay, the Gemara doesn't comment about why each one didn't say that claim, but that's the end of that section. Now let's get into the main next part, which we have what to say on. Rabbi Meir Omer, the last line of the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir argued on both of the previous opinions. He said, if you have kavana with another carbon, l'shem carbon tamid, or l'shem carbon musaf, so then that's called toa b'dvar mitzvah, your putter. Rabbi Meir Omer, shokha l'shem imurit sibar putter. Amr Rebbe Lazar, Divir Rebbe Meir, Afilu Egel. Rebbe Lazar says that Rebbe Meir would argue even on the earlier line, if you have you shechted an egel l'shem karban Pesach, you're also pater, even though an egel is eno ra'ui. Right, earlier in the Mishnah we had einan ra'uyin. So Rabbi Elazar here says, Rabbi Meir would say, argue even on that. Rabbi Meir has the most flexible definition, the wide-ranging definition of ta'a b'dvar mitzvah. Even careless errors are considered ta'a b'dvar mitzvah. Rabbi Meir has the most flexible definition, the most wide-ranging. So the Gemara says, Ashma min atarti. So you learn from there, Rabbi Meir not only says if you had kavana l'shem a carbon sibur, your pater, if you have in mind an animal that's not roi to be a carbon pesach. Ashma mina, so what do you learn? Ashma mina davar, we switch the girsa, sheyeshlo kitzva. Even if you had kavana v'slamit that has a kitzva, meaning there's only one carbon tamid, and he had in mind, the Kohanim already gave the carbon tamid, right? He had in mind a carbon tamid, it's still pater. V'davar shein darka l'schalif, and even something that's not normally flipped and switched and messed up, meaning it's an egel. Everybody knows that you can't bring an egel for the Grand Pesach. But still, you're going to be pater, because your mayor has the widest definition of ta'a b'dvar mitzvah. So now the Gemara says, well, how far does he exactly go? Rameir says, if you have a cow and you do it l'shem Karban Pesach, that's also ta'a b'dvar mitzvah. But do you need any type of mitzvah done? Ask the Gemara, v'yesh ba'asiyaso mitzvah. The idea is you need some type of mitzvah, at least in that case, the carbon with the cow, the carbon is going to be kosher. Do you need the carbon to be kosher? Do you have to be involved in a mitzvah at all? So that's machlokas. Like a case of if a man is with his yevama and she's a nida, so that's an iser kares. Iser kares, he doesn't know that she's a nida, and he is with her, so that's a chiyav chatas. But no, we say he did the mitzvah of yibum, so therefore he's not going to be chayav chatas. But there you did a mitzvah, because even though you did an iser kares, you still accomplished the mitzvah of yibum, and therefore that's what Reish Lakish says, it has to do at least a minimum mitzvah. Interesting, the Gemara says here in the Bavli, on Daf Ayin Beis, but what do you mean every husband who's with his wife? Why dafka yibum? Every husband with his wife is doing the mitzvah puravu. No. Puravu is, he should have, I read every husband, if you already have had kids, the mitzvah of Ona. No, he should have asked. He should have asked his wife. Should have asked his wife, you know, what time of the month it is. Right, when it comes to a Yavam, they're just getting married. They're just, they don't have that relationship. But Hayelo Lishol, the Gemara says. Interesting, when it comes, so let's just finish the Machlokas, then I'll make a comment about Puravu. So Reish Lakish says it has to be some type of mitzvah being done. Right, Yibum. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no, even if no mitzvah is being done. Ein basi also mitzvah. Kagon, shnei shpudin, echad shal shchudav, echad shal, switch the word nosar. You have two pieces of meat in front of you. One shechtin meat and one nosar, leftover meat that is supposed to be burned. Ubiki shlochem izev, acham izem. By mistake of eating from the shchuta, you ate from the nosar. Nosar is not allowed to eat. There's an iser kares of eating nosar. It's a chayiv chatas. So even in that case, well, you didn't do any mitzvah. But eating nosar is nothing. Right? Doing yibum is something. It's a mitzvah. But eating nosar is nothing. Right, so even just the machshava that you think you're doing a mitzvah is enough to patir. That's Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of how far Rabbi Meir would go. The shita of ta'a b'dvar mitzvah in the most flexible, even if you say even by an animal that's in a roi, that's still good enough. We haven't mentioned in a while, right? The Tosfos and Meseches Gittin. Tosfos and Meseches Gittin on Daf Mem Aleph discusses, right, the Mishnah there. The Mishnah there says that if you have an Eved, that's Chatzi Shifcha v'Chatzi Ben Chorin, right, Shifcha, Chatzi Shifcha Ben Chorin, Mishachatzi Eved v'Chatzi Ben Chorin, Oved es Rabo, Yom Echa v'es Atzmo Yom Echa Divrei Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says, if you have an Eved that's half and half, then it's fine. He works one day for himself and one day for his master. Beis Shammai Omrim, Tikantem es Rabo v'es Atzmo Lo Tikantem. Beis Shammai says, what do you mean? That works for the master, but the Eved is stuck. He can't get married to anybody. Lisa Shifcha Yafshar Shikvar Chetzia Ben Chorin. Lisa Baschorin Yafshar Shikvar Chetzia Eved. Right? So who is he supposed to marry? So Gemara says, oh, Mishnah says, okay, don't get married. Ye Batel. Let him just be Batel. Halo Lenivra Ha'ola Melapiri Rivya. What do you mean? The world is created for Puravu. Shene'emar, as the Pasuk says. Well, we would expect the Mishnah to quote the Pasuk of Puravu. But no, the Gemara quotes the Pasuk rather in Yirmiyahu, lo tohu bara'a la sheves, I think in Yishayahu, lo tohu bara'a la sheves yitzara, right? The world was created not to be desolate, which is the Din Drabanan, having as many kids as you can have. So Mebnei Tikkun HaOlam, we force the master to free the other half that's still Meshubid. And the Gemara ends up by saying that Beis Hillel was moda to Beis Shammai. But the question the Rishonim ask is Tosfos. Tosfos discusses this. Why does the Gemara quote the Pasuk of Loto Bara L'Shevet Yisara? Just quote Puravu. Tosfos says, we wouldn't have forced him to free his Eved just because of Puravu. But we would force him for Loto Bara L'Shevet Yisara. What's the difference? So that's where we've discussed the Asmin Daraisa and Klal Yud Gimel. The Rabbi Yosef Engel says, because Puravu, we might say, is more of Maisa-focused, while Sobar al-Shevet Yitzara is result-focused. Or you might say, Bein Adam la-Mako, Bein Adam la-Chavero, however you want to formulate it. But usually we say the principle, let's say I don't have enough money to buy a lulav. So I say, Onez Rachman Apatre. Okay, I get the credit. Onez Rachman Apatre. Hashem's not going to be upset at me. And there's even, we might say, you might say it two ways. You might say it either, in that case, there's a hafka'as hachiyuv. There's no unfulfilled chiyuv that Hashem understands. That's a hafka'as hachiyuv. Or you might say the opposite. It's ki'ilu I fulfilled it. You could say that by a mitzvah ben adam la makom. You could say that by a mitzvah that's focused on the maisa. But if you have a mitzvah ben adam la chaveiro, or a mitzvah that's focused on the result, so then you can't say ki'ilu you did it. It's just an unfulfilled chiyuv that Hashem's not going to fault you for. But says the Asman Daraisa, that's the difference between the Puravu and Laso Bara L'Shevet Yitzara. Puravu is Maisa, Laso Bara is La Maisa, you know, the result of populating the world. So says the Gemara, says Asman Daraisa, Yish Beis B'nei Mitzvahs, Echad Mitzvahs B'nei Adam Al-Makam, Levad, U'Bazeh Asvar Nosen, Nesein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ba B'Tshur Niyim B'rei Yosef, B'nei Adam Al-Makam, Hashem doesn't come and say, oh, it's an unfulfilled Chiyuv. Umechayev ach et misha yachol lekayim a mitzvah. Va'anus eina mechuyev klal. Shina kadosh baruch hu mevakish mi'adam rak ma shemiyacholto. Beis mitzvahs ben adam chaveiro. Kmo asiyas make, prias balcho v'chadome. Tu mitzad to'eles chaveiro. Ubevadai, lo nomar, bikemo zeh dimhu anus vein yachol lasos make, eina dover ba'atzmuso. V'tzorach lios, bevadai nisrach v'nisrachu. For sure there's a chiyev that you might not be able to fulfill, but you do your best. So that's the difference between Lasheves and Uravu. So that's why Tosfos quotes, the Mishnah quotes one and not the other. Continuing, again, there's a lot more to talk about there, but let's continue a little more. Matisa Bliga, I'll switch the gears to Reish Lakish. The following Mishnah, the Mishnah in the Shabbos, argues on Reish Lakish, right? Reish Lakish says you need some type of level of mitzvah, like Yibum. But the Mishnah seems to be against that. Why? Because the Mishnah there, the other context of in Shas, of Tavid Var Mitzvah, Shachach Amola Shalachar Shabbos V'Shabbos, Amola has two babies. He has a Shabbos baby and a Sunday baby. And by mistake, he mauled the Sunday baby on Shabbos. He did the Bris Milah day early. Is that called Tavid Var Mitzvah? He didn't do a mitzvah. Rebbe Lezer Mechayev Chadash, Rebbe Yeshua Poter. Hare, so there you see Rabbi Yeshua is poter even there. Hare, Ein Basi also mitzvah. There's no mitzvah there. You didn't do the Milah. Rabbi Yeshua poter, Yeshua still poters. And we're assuming, we're putting together Rabbi Yeshua with Rabbi Meir in terms of the shitas that exempt the most in terms of Tavid Var Mitzvah. So Kasha and Reish Lakish. That Mishnah says, even if there's no mitzvah done, right? If there's no mitzvah done, you're still going to be poter from the Chatos. Answer, Shmuel Kaputchia Amar, Lamachar Yesh Basi Asa Mitzvah. You're right, today there's no mitzvah, but tomorrow there's a mitzvah. What does that mean? So the Pashup Shah might mean, it's still, you didn't do a mitzvah, you're right, you did zero. But it's a, he had a chiyuv to do the milah tomorrow. It's not like nosar. Nosar is totally, you know, there's no mitzvah to eat nosar. You have to burn nosar. It's not a mitzvah to eat nosar tomorrow or the next day. At least here, there is, you should have done the, tomorrow this would have been a mitzvah. By nosar, and that would have been a mitzvah. But at least Rabbi Shlakish would say here, you're still in the world of mitzvah. L'machar yesh basiyasa mitzvah. But there's an unbelievable way that the tzlach, in Andafayin Beis here, understands this. I'm not sure if he quotes, he says this idea, I'm not sure if he quotes this Yerushalmi, I don't think he quotes Yerushalmi, but he uses it to explain the Ramah. The Ramah says in Yeradei, in Hilchas Mila, that if you do a Bris Mila before day 8, you're Yotzei. You're Yotzei, right? It's you don't have to be Meitiv Dan Bris, according to the Ramah. Sounds like. That's what the Ramah says, right? Ta, where's a Malu Toches Ubayom Yatsa. Yatsa. You're Yatsa? How could that be? And that's what the tzlach is bothered by. Varnili is that you ask your divrei arama. Do vade, asking from the kashas of the nosa kalim. Do vade, calling them lazman alone is kaima mitzvah. When the Rabbah says yatsa, he doesn't mean yatsa that you were yotze on day 7. Avel malu toches kishiyagia yom ches miskayemes mitzvah zu. It means when day 8 comes and you had milah from the day before you were mekayem the mitzvah. Shatora amra b'yom hashmini yimol kishiyagia yom shmini yehei nimol. V'yim kein shaber kamer lashon yatsa. V'gam lashon ha-gemara hu nachem ha-hasam de-lo avid mitzvah. Hanu hayom b'yom ha-shabes hu shechilo lo avid mitzvah. Elo l'machar tiskayim ha-mitzvah, pater Rabbi Yeshua, hecha de-avid mitzvah. Hanu mal shel erev shabes b'shabes de-avid mitzvah, take it b'yom ha-shabes hazeh, mechayiv v'chulu. And that is what the Tzlach says to explain. That once day 8 comes, then what you did yesterday becomes a mitzvah. And maybe that's the pshat of this gemara here as well. Okay, we'll have to stop there.